Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Rich Cannon is our guest. His website is mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. Check him out there. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is one of our political operatives. He's of the Republican persuasion. And, Rich, we're talking about something that we were our discussion has been to lead up to the steps that I don't have to fear that President Obama is going to take. He basically said he's going to take some steps with regard to illegal immigrants. The 11 or 12 or however many million illegal immigrants we have in the United States. Tell us what he's planning on doing.
Well, what he's going to do, at least he's threatening on doing, is taking unilateral steps, that is, just by executive order, to provide, the word is amnesty, that we both took 4 minutes to try to think of in the break.
Right.
But to, in essence, throw out the entire notion that we have a border, and that there are people who were born within the borders, who have come over the border legally and within the rules, and as you say, 11 or 12 or however many million, that did not. We don't know the scope of this amnesty. We don't know to whom it will apply or under what circumstances. But I think here in Washington, for a lot of people, and I won't speak for everybody because I can only speak for me, but it does make me a little bit nervous. And I'm a pretty big immigration guy, but I still think that that in the end, if we enforced the existing laws, including the DREAM Act,
right,
which is current law, I mean that's not something somebody's proposed, that there are plenty of ways for the executive branch to be able to deal with the immigration program. The danger, the long term danger, in granting a vast amnesty. Ronald Reagan.
Which he doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the. That's an Article I power.
Yeah. That's right. That is.
That's
an
a congressional. One. That's a congressional power from the legislature. The executive doesn't have the power. He does not have the constitutional standing to do what he is about to do. Does he?
No. And immigration is really a great example of that. Article 1, 2, and 3. I mean, it takes the judiciary to decide if. If somebody is declared to be an illegal immigrant and they are caught, as you know, we would like sort of people that do illegal things to be, then it becomes an Article 3 issue as to whether they need to be deported, whether they can stay, whether they go to jail, what happens. So, I mean, that is the way the system was designed to work. But when you have a president like Barack Obama who has decided that the Congress isn't bending to his will, and this is probably the first time in his life this has ever happened to him, on any, you know, for any length of time, where people just say you're the smartest guy in the room, so we'll do whatever you say. That now his frustration is bubbling over, and he's just going to try to do whatever he thinks he can get away with.
But knowing that it's not an Article II right, and having admitted that a year ago in a speech that this is something Congress has to do. I can't do that on my own as the executive because we have a constitution. Those are almost his exact words. To now do that, Rich, is an ideological in your face move that I just can't comprehend how that happens in America, Rich.
Well, I think it is going to happen, or at least he's going to try to make it happen. But people have done this before, and people have. I mean, presidents have tried these things before, and they've been yanked
back.
But
has a president done anything on this scale before that you know of? Have they violated Article 2 or Article 1 this much?
Sure. I mean, you can go back to Lincoln and the Emancipation.
Oh, yeah, well, suspending habeas corpus. He did that.
Suspending habeas corpus.
Yeah.
And to a lesser degree, Richard Nixon with wage and price controls. I mean, we're the president of the United States. Simply said, in order to get inflation under control, nobody can raise their prices and nobody can get a raise.
I was part of that. I was in retail in those days.
These things happen now and again. It's a pendulum thing. And Nixon got away with it.
But what do we do about this, Rich? In 45 seconds, should America let this go and let this become an entrenched precedent for the executive, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat? What do we do about it?
No, I think we're going to see on November 4th that the United States voters are going to say, okay, that was enough. Let's put the Senate back in the hands of Republicans and have a fully operational Article 1 branch. And let them go toe-to-toe. That's how they're supposed to work.
Are we in the middle of a constitutional crisis right now, Rich?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You know, a lot of people would like to say that, but I think these things tend to sort themselves out before
I feel much better now, Rich, now that you've said that. Thank you so much. Thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Bet.
Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get it sorted out when Rich joins us. He always does. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.